Let's get to it. It's crunch time. It's a Tuesday. You want to be the leadoff guy?
I'll start. To NBA playoff schedulers, I ask.
What are you doing?
It always seems like the NBA playoffs take about 6 months to get through before you even start the finals, and it's especially bad when you spend the entire season talking about the final between the Cavs and Warriors as if we already know they're going to meet up in the finals, which, yeah, they're going to meet up in the finals. But the real problem here is not the quality of play, where basically three games have been within 10 points close to the end. It's that the Warriors are going to play their second game of the conference finals tonight, and the East Finals ended last night. Who thinks that's a good idea? The Celtics and Wizards had two sets of 2 days off after games 3 and 4, while the Warriors and Spurs both went the traditional every other day. How does the NBA think they can even things out? Let's give the Warriors and Spurs just 3 days off, and then we'll go every other day between the East and West. It all looks like the NBA is spending more time rigging the lottery rather than working on their premier event, as I ask.
What are you doing?
That was some music I haven't heard in a while. Lee Sterling jumps in here. To Dennis K. Morgan, I ask.
What are you doing?
You know who he is? Well, that kind of proves my point and why his name is surfacing during this segment. He is the semi-regular singer of the Nashville Predator National Anthem. And yes, I'll reiterate, they're an NHL team in the West Finals. He sings the anthem for one of about every four games. Now that they're on the playoff run, you know, the franchise in Music City has had some celebrity singers. And this guy told the team director of entertainment that he was going to express his disappointment to the local newspaper, the Tennessean. And like the author of the article I read on Yahoo Sports said, anyone upset they got to see Lady Antebellum or Carrie Underwood sing the anthem instead of Dennis K. Morgan, email me at puckdaddy.com. He's yet to hear from anyone, as we ask.
What are you doing?
All right, my next one here, I don't want you to freak out, but to Derek Jeter, I ask.
What are you doing?
It's not that Jeets has done anything in the bad or during his ceremony, but it just kind of needs to be said. He came out for his number two retirement ceremony just as he did when he hit the walk-off single 3 years ago. And he did it basically without going through a rite of passage that every Yankees player has to do when they stop playing for the Yankees, and that's grow a ridiculously gigantic beard. You look at Andrew Miller when he's traded to the Indians. He's basically unrecognizable now. And then you look at what the Yankees have done with Johnny Damon as they turned his adorable caveman look into just like a regular old person. So, Jeets, listen, you don't have to go with the clean-shaved look all the time. Try to grow a beard. You're not in front of the TV and people are going to see if it gets patchy or you hit the weird spot and it's not full. You just live your life and you grow a beard because you can. You don't have to keep following these rules on facial hair. We know you want to give it a shot, so just do it, as I ask.
What are you doing?
I'm thinking that he takes his lead from Hannah and Minka and those who are like, I kind of like you cute and clean-shaven, Jeets.
Try the beard. Let's just see what it looks like.
Well, maybe if he joined the NHL and it was playoff time. To Moses Malone Jr., I ask.
What are you doing?
I know we're all aware of Moses Sr., who passed away in September of 2015, one of the great bigs of all time, Mr. Fofo and Foe, his fame guiding the Sixers to the 83 title. By the way, for the record, Jr. played two seasons at South Carolina State 15 years ago. Well, he just sued the Rockets' James Harden for what he said is masterminding a plot to rob him outside a strip club because he posted a criticism about Harden on Facebook. Some of the pinheads involved in the crime have already been criminally charged. Not Harden. Why? Well, why would he spend this kind of money to have a guy attacked, ruin his career, his life, and all his money for 20 grand. The word from the Harden side, another case of some clown shopping for a deep pocket upon learning those responsible have no money. Seems kind of desperate, as we ask.
What are you doing?
All right, and my last one is for Diego Costa, I ask.
What are you doing?
Diego Costa is a striker for Chelsea Football Club of the Premier League. Chelsea clinched the title on Friday, so their game yesterday against Watford was nothing more of a celebration lap. They end up winning 4-3. Costa was listed on the lineup, but as a substitute instead of a starter, and then at halftime, he goes into the press buffet line to get a piece of chocolate cake. It was 2-1 at the time, and Chelsea had won the league, so they certainly, and they didn't want to lose at home as champions, and Costa was the fourth leading scorer with 20 goals. He didn't want to have to be used in the second half, or he could have been used in the second half if Conte, the manager of Chelsea, wanted him to. So, and then to top it all off, his manager is actually mad at him for not bringing back any cake into the locker room after his visit. Diego, just stick to orange slices and juice boxes like everyone else, as I ask.
What are you doing?
I like orange slices. Juice boxes, I could live without. All right. Very quickly, to Minnesota Viking fans, I ask.
What are you doing?
You know Sam Ponder, Christian Ponder's wife, who's pregnant? They've harassed her to the point where she, for a period, did not leave the house because the moron fans were classless and harsh to a pregnant woman in public.
Oh, man.
Now, all of a sudden, I'm happy you lost all four Super Bowls and Gary Anderson missed that kick in 1998, as we ask.
What are you doing?